station promises outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. It's Friday, June 8th. Did I just wake you up?
You did. I heard Friday. And I was excited.
You look all bright and shiny this morning.
Thank you to Monster.
Yeah. Are you a little more awake than yesterday?
I am. I went to bed really early last night.
Really?
I think I slept for like 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know. I was supposed to get up early this morning and go exercise, and I just
didn't happen, huh?
No, I woke up late, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
My body needed it.
Yeah.
But I had a reading last night, so and she always does healing, so I just think my body was healing.
Really?
Yes.
You think it kind of like tires you out and stuff when you do
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is it like they're passing energy from you to them or what?
Kind of. They're kind of help healing your energy in a way. So, and it was an angel healing.
Oh, okay.
It was Emily. We had Emily Andrews who was on our show. So
cool.
I spoke with her last night for an hour. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check this out. Maybe I'll talk to her, too.
It was amazing.
Maybe she can make me a believer, like
I'm
you said.
I'm telling you, some of the things she said, I mean, I was blown away. I started crying because a lot of things in my life now, she went back to past lives, and apparently I was a princess in India.
Oh, okay. Wasn't everybody.
But actually, it's very interesting.
Or Cleopatra in Egypt. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Okay.
But it was very interesting because my life now is very similar to how it was then.
Really?
Kind of like being raised in wealth, but being ignored and being forced to do things that you don't want to do, and just a lot of stuff. And it was just very, very interesting. And I'm like, oh, I'm living that pattern now still. This is crazy.
Really?
But it went very, very, very into detail. And it was very moving for me. And I know I need to
Amazing.
It was just, it was phenomenal. Because
yeah,
so
I mean,
many
I'm impressed. You know, I mean, I have to believe you.
Right.
I know you don't talk shit and, you know, and make up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have to go with that. And believe you. So, which angel did you see? Was it Michael?
She talks to angels.
Oh, she talks to angels.
But you can feel like the essence. Yeah. Even though it was on a phone interview, it was actually really amazing because my room itself just felt like there was a big presence. It was actually phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so then after we went through like past life stuff and things happening now, and I realized what was going on. I'm like, oh my goodness, because I've cleared a lot away. You know, I've been working on a lot, and a lot has been cleared, but there's still a lot that everyone has to work on many things, but I'm everywhere. Like my focus is all over the place, and I just don't know. I'm just like, I'll put my hands in this and this. Whatever works goes.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, no. What are you doing?
No, you gotta focus.
Yeah, and I kind of was giving up on the whole entertainment thing for a while, and she's like, no, you're supposed to be in that for a while.
Really?
Yeah. So she kind of gave me some direction with that. But my shows won't sell.
Your shows won't sell? No. Is that what you said?
She's like, don't focus as much on that.
Really?
Not really. Yeah.
No, don't go based on that.
So,
come on. I mean, there's nothing that can stop anybody if they really want something.
Well,
bad.
You have free will.
Yeah.
And with affirmations and whatnot, you can change things. So,
Of course. I mean, if you're confident and passionate about your shows, then yeah, go on.
Absolutely. One of the major things she said, which I found was very interesting, which I knew this, you know, I've been doing great, and then I haven't been partying or going out or anything, and then, of course, like, you know, I went out crazy, like, the last 2 weeks or whatever, and all I've been craving is, like, I need to, like, go back to meditation. Oh, my gosh, what am I doing? Like, you know, and it's weird. Like, I feel like I need to go see Gail. I need to go back to the healing stuff. I need to, like, you know, be recouped. And it's funny because what she said to me, she's like, and I thought about this too. The further and further I don't do yoga, I don't do meditation, I get away from healing, the further things go to in my life.
Really?
They like go to shit.
Yeah.
And then the further that I, the more and more that I do get in meditation and do yoga and healing and whatnot, things just like happen. It's crazy. But I've said that before, but I've noticed it more and more. And she kind of was like, the major thing, she's like, you're a healer. And she's like, one of the major things, you have to do that, but you need to, like, more things will open up in your career if you continue actually with yoga and meditation, is what she had said, which is very interesting. She said it'll give you a one up above everyone else in a way, and be way more intuitive and in tune and just be unstoppable in a way.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of it's my confidence. Like, I know that. So, I mean, whatever, I'm working on it.
What's wrong with your confidence?
Well,
your confidence is fine.
I keep to you guys.
Really?
to everyone
the outside,
else.
Huh?
You know what I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, she called it like it was, and I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. But so I mean, she's right.
Good.
It stems all the way back from like past life stuff, where I now understand everything. I'm like, oh my goodness, this makes sense. I would be like, oh, it's my fault because of this or this person in my life, and I allowed this to happen and whatever, and it's just my path.
Yeah, I suppose. So. Yeah, you gotta focus on what you want to do, and you know, I mean, the shows can be focused too. You know, I mean, the thing is that you gotta go after what you believe in. You know, I mean, she's right. You don't want to spread yourself too thin where you do too many things. You know, because then you can't focus on any of them.
She's like, stop doing PR. Stop doing for other people. You do too much for other people. I'm like, I know.
But it gets you places.
I have a blast doing it, and I like helping other people. But, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I understand where I need to focus now, so that's good. And she did say my genius idea for my website is going to be huge.
Really?
I told you, I'm going to make millions in 3 months. It's like, it's huge. I can't even believe nobody's done this yet.
Well, I believe you.
So,
I believe you.
That's where my focus lies now.
Yeah. So where's your confidence as far as that goes? I mean, are you pretty confident? Well, you are. I mean, you're
going to
be a millionaire in 3 months.
All that, I'm confident. When I say something's going to happen, it happens.
Really?
I will make it happen. and that's always, you know, I just need to stay focused.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I tend to like, oh, yeah, this is a great idea for a week. And then, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I got to go do this now. Oh, yeah, wait.
Yeah.
So, yeah. ADD, anyone? Yeah.
Well, there's a few things I wanted to talk about, but we do have a guest in the studio, so maybe we'll get to these things later while we talk to the guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Sure. Actually, I was taking yoga here at Dancing Shiva. I still believe it's one of the best places I've ever been to. When I walk out, I feel high on life in general.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. And so we have Mas Vidal in studio today.
Mas, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming.
It's nice to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we were talking a little bit and stuff, and you said you live here in Hollywood and also in Ojai. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
Well, I'm basically a yoga and Ayurveda teacher. My first priority is promoting education and teaching people that... there is a higher purpose to life.
Yeah. This was yoga and what? What did you say?
Ayurveda.
Ayurveda?
Ayurveda, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that?
Ayurveda is the... It's a funny name.
Yeah, you can tell I'm not into this, you know. Go ahead.
I've mentioned it before, but let's see how you listen.
It's the first time I've heard
a lot of people say, well...
I say Ayurveda.
Yoga and Ayurveda.
Okay. You know, so, okay.
Ayurveda is yoga's sister.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're related, and it deals more with healing the body.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
And yoga is more related to what?
Expanding mind, consciousness.
I see, okay. So it's mind and body.
Mind and body, that's right.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Although in yoga, you work on your body as well, obviously.
Yeah, there's an aspect of yoga where you work on your body, but there's been a lot of confusion around that. You know, in the West, yoga has been associated as a body thing. But, you know, the main teaching of yoga is that we're not the body and we're not the mind, that we're a spirit first and foremost. We're a light. And when you practice yoga, you're supposed to gradually discover that.
Mm, I see. And so how did you get into this?
Oh, that's a big story.
Okay, we've got plenty of time. Okay. You know what? Let's go back to the beginning. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Florida. I was raised in Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A fellow Floridian here.
I know.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
I love Florida. I love Miami. And, you know, it was a wonderful culture to grow up in, great beaches and a very international society.
I love everyone there. Yeah. Everyone's beautiful.
Yeah, and people have a great attitude there. You
they
know,
do.
Just like take life easy. You
it's
know?
Fun.
Yeah. That's right.
Everyone's got flavor.
That's right. There's a strong Latin culture there, as many people know.
Yummy.
And,
right.
And that brings about a lot of love and affection.
So. Yeah, for Brigetta.
I like the eye candy and the culture.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I grew up over there and mm-hmm. and then headed out here for
what
after
were you
college.
What were you doing there?
I was just growing up there.
I went to
school there. And
you went to college there as well?
University of Florida.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And then you decided what? You need to get away?
Well, I was looking at grad schools here and wanted to study out here and spent a lot of time looking at grad schools, but... nothing ever grabbed me.
Really?
Except yoga.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So you moved here and you discovered yoga? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I was about 22.
That figures, you know, Southern California, you know, I mean, everybody's like, you know,
that's
spiritual
right.
And yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This is the, you could say it's like the capital of yoga in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
That's why there's so much yoga going on around here.
Yeah, but there's so many. Well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it tells us about our lifestyle. Yeah. People are healthier here.
But yoga up here is when people need it.
Mm.
And it's popular here because people need it.
Really? No culture, right?
The entertainment industry.
No spirituality at all.
Yeah. There's that expression that the teacher appears when the student is ready.
I see. Well,
there's a lot of students here.
I see.
And yoga's our teacher.
This is true.
Yeah. So you moved here. Did you think you were going to go to school here?
Yeah. Okay. Looked at a lot of great schools here. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just lost interest in academia. I thought it was sterile. It was a bit book related and just, you know, very intellectual.
Right. What profession were you pursuing at the time?
I was a political science major.
Oh, wow.
And so I was very much into, you know, social change, politics, and, you know, evolution of cultures and things like that. And then I was drawn into entertainment, creativity. I was very interested in theater. I loved theater.
Right.
I thought that theater is one of the greatest expressions that we have in our time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Do you like theater?
Absolutely. I'm actually auditioning for a play today.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you with
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That would be cool, huh?
I really want to get back into theater. I miss it.
Yeah. Have you been in plays before?
My whole life until I moved here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then nothing here. It's all been TV and film.
Yeah.
Anyway, not about me. It's about him.
And magazines.
And all that.
It extends.
Shut up. Thank you, Sam.
For what?
Bring that up again.
It's going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
It already does.
But it made you famous. I mean, what the hell, you know? It helped make you famous, let's say. So back to political science. So
Ayurveda.
Yeah, there you go. So you lost interest in school and stuff like that. How did you discover yoga? Was that like something that happened while you were looking for school, or did you decide, okay, I'm getting out of school, let me find something new?
Yeah, these things, I think there's no coincidence to anything that happens in our life. And I was fortunate that I reattracted a great spirit in my life. Mm. I call her, you know, my West Coast mom. She was she's a celebrity and... you know, she was a well-known figure, and she introduced me to it, and then gradually it started to, you know, become my life. I couldn't let it go.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you started learning about this in... now how long does it take to learn this stuff? I mean, to be able to actually be a teacher in a position like you?
Well, it's a lifelong study, you know. It's as long as it takes to realize that that you're not some name, you're not some identity, you're not all of these things that we sort of imagine ourselves to be. We're So it's a lifelong thing, and I still feel like a student. You know, I don't feel like I've learned it all by any means. It's massive. It's just great to do it on a daily basis and know that everyone that you spend time with, every experience that you have in your life, every breath that you take is an opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Now, how did you guys meet? How did you connect?
Well, I went to his studio, Dancing Shiva, like years ago. I just was like looking for like a place to do yoga. And had the most incredible experience there. I mean, it was just amazing. And but I was so involved in like entertainment at the time, and I was still in my party days, and like so I didn't stick with it. And I guess it was October or November last year where I started. I kind of came back around, and I wanted to do the teacher training course.
Right.
But see, my parents lied to me. I wish they would listen. No. and they say they're going to help, and then they take it back.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't continue.
You got quite a family there, let me tell you.
Okay. But now I understand them better after my reading last night.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
That's true, yeah. I think, you know, I mean, if you look at it spiritually, I guess all these people in your life are there to help you with your lesson and your growth, right?
Right.
I mean, it's sort of like, from what I understand, you even choose your parents before you come into this world, right?
Exactly.
So I think, and you choose that situation, so it'll help you, you know? So if you choose to have crazy parents, it's because there's something there you need to learn.
But it's funny because I've chosen the same type of parents throughout time and time and time and
Which makes sense.
So I guess I never learned that lesson.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out.
So maybe it's time.
Right. I'm trying to figure out what that lesson is so that I do not repeat this again, because I do not want to repeat this again.
Well, we're constantly doing that. You know, we're always in a process of trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
You know, so, and lessons we don't learn lessons in one swoop, you know. It takes time to develop habits. It takes time to unlearn them and change them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we take a beating for a while until, you know, we really can't take it anymore, and then we change.
You know?
That's the sad case with life.
That's true. Sometimes, you need to be slapped in the face sometimes by life.
And I always learn the hard way. We know this.
I know. I mean, I've learned, you know, when you think you're bigger than life, life will show you who's boss. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. You know. I can never learn by someone just telling me. I'm like, uh-huh, sure. Yeah, whatever. I'm not listening.
Yeah.
And then I do it. I'm like, oh. Okay.
So it was a random thing that you went to the studio and you guys met and...
Well, the first time. And the second time I was like, I want to go back because I really, really enjoyed it there.
Right.
So...
Cool. Yeah. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Well, for now, it's about 20 years. I just take from the moment that I sort of woke up and I started to think of other things in life, and I started to question life and... You know, what am I doing here? What is my purpose? What's the world about? Why are people living on this planet? What are we here to do?
Right.
And I started asking all those questions. And so that started to happen right in college. And then it's just, you know, I'm still asking those questions.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a website for your...
Center,
people can follow while we're talking.
Sure. The center's called Dancing Shiva Yoga and Ayurveda. Mm-hmm. And we're in Hollywood. We've been there about 12 years. And there's, you know, loads of information on the website about what we do. And, you know, essentially we promote lifestyle, a way of life. And we help heal people. You know, we're not teaching fitness. You know, we're teaching... personal transformation and evolution of the spirit.
Right. Now, so you're a healer now. Did it take training, or do you have to be like a healer like by nature?
Well, I think people over time and over many lives begin to develop certain abilities and capacities to expand their energy within them. And when you're drawn to mystical sort of healing systems like yoga and Ayurveda, you begin to realize that you have a tremendous power, an amazing potential within you. And you realize that this power is the same power that upholds all of life on the planet. It's the same power that sustains the planet.
Right.
And you have access to that power. And so gradually, when you start to explore the different techniques, the use of the body, the breath, the power of the mind, and you know how we can concentrate the mind on one thing, and all this energy goes to that place or right. thing or person, and it changes. And so it's amazing, and it does enhance itself over time. I've noticed that the more concentration I have, the more peace I have in my mind, the better I am at healing and helping others.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So now, what can you heal people from? I mean, what are some of the afflictions that people will come to you for?
Well, the biggest one, I mean, we all suffer from stress. I think the biggest right. problem we have today is stress. Mm. We don't know who we are, and we don't know why we're here. And that's a pretty stressful thing. Mm. And then on top of that, then we create a whole bunch of ideas and concepts about what we're supposed to be and what we need to do to try to accomplish those things. Mm. And that creates stress. So right. we're running around, you know, think about it, billions of people on the planet running around trying to fulfill desires mm. over and over again. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to be rich. I have to have that. And as these traditions have taught, they're endless. Mm. You know, they just keep coming over and over again. And the idea is to know that you have a responsibility to live. We have a responsibility to have a good time with life. Mm. You know, life is... We're supposed to celebrate life. It's a beautiful place, you know. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to know that we don't. This isn't our permanent home.
Right.
This isn't our place.
Right.
We're all here for a little while. We're leasing a car. We're borrowing
we're
things.
We're getting a gift, and then we have to give it back.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So, well, that's, you know, that's now the Ayurveda thing, how is that different from yoga? What is
Well, Ayurveda is mainly focuses on healing the body. Mm. Ayurveda uses various things. Its main approach is through diet and herbs. Then there are a number of great treatments that Ayurveda embraces. These are treatments with oils and different herbs. And these treatments are designed to detox the body. So the whole intention of Ayurveda is purification and detoxification of the body. Because
right.
the body has toxins.
Right.
We're breathing bad air. These days we don't eat good food. The foods are really coming from poor sources. They're frozen, microwaved, all of that. So Ayurveda's focus is purify the body, heal the body, get all of these toxins out of the body. And then your body feels better. Mm-hmm. You're able to hold more energy. You're able to do things and work on life and become more efficient and not feel like your body's just a constant burden.
Right.
You know, remember, yeah. your body is your asset. Mm. Your body is like an incredible instrument. It's a tool for you to be able to get you to do the things that you need to do.
Right.
You know, which is evolve. If you're sitting in your body all day long and your body says, I'm lazy today. I don't want to go do this. I feel this way. Then you're just following your body.
That's mm-hmm. true, yeah.
And you're not your body.
Right.
Your mind is the master of your body.
Right.
And that's why yoga and Ayurveda have to be together, because yeah. yoga teaches us how to make our mind strong,
right.
and Ayurveda helps us to heal the body, and the two together are this perfect balance.
Right.
You know?
Now, that sounds good in theory for me, but for crying out loud, I can't get myself to go to the gym, you know? I mean, I've already belonged to the gym for 2 weeks. I've been there 4 times, and I really don't want to go anymore.
But see, that's
you know,
your mind making you not want to go. You're
yeah.
stopping yourself.
Or your body, yeah, like he was saying.
Well, you got to make your yeah. life your gym.
Right.
You know, exercise, you know, instead of, you know, parking your car right here, park your car 4 or 5 blocks away
right.
and walk here.
Right.
You know, you have to find ways to make your life exercise
right.
and practical.
Right.
And these days it hasn't been very practical. You
yeah.
know, you take little breaks. I always tell people, listen, you got to just try and make it as easy as possible for you. And
right.
if you can do 5 minutes, start with 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
so...
No, I mean, I went for a few times. I enjoyed it. I really liked the way I feel afterwards. But I really hate going.
Well, where are you going to the gym in West Hollywood?
No, I'm going to one here. I mean, it's okay. A nice gym and everything.
If you go to a gym where there's a lot of pretty ladies, that'll
work. Well, that's
you.
The thing. I can't find one.
You should have joined up at LA Fitness. I told you.
I don't know, man. It's just testosterone all around me. There's nothing to look at.
Yeah. So that's not a good motivator. Yeah.
No, it's not.
If you go to a Gold's Gym, which I know you don't, but if you go to a Gold's Gym, it's all men. Yeah. And I had to teach my guy friends this. I'm like, why do you go to a Gold's Gym? Yeah. It's all men here lifting weights, trying to be like, my muscles are like this. You know, right. It's all like this.
And then you
contest.
Feel like a wimp standing next to them, you know?
And then, well, 24 hours usually, well, it's good in Hollywood. There's a lot of chicks that I know that go there. LA Fitness is all chicks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I joined the wrong one.
I told you did. I don't even use my gym anymore.
But it's a nicer gym, yeah.
No, yoga looks at it the same way. You know, mm-hmm. You realize that the power within us, within all living beings, comes from creation.
Right.
And creation best expresses this through the feminine divine. Mm. You know, and that motivates us.
Yeah.
You know, especially men.
Yeah.
So, and yoga, the essence of yoga, the juice, you could say, of yoga, is that connection to the feminine divine.
Mm. You know. Okay.
And I actually said to you, you should do yoga.
Yeah.
I said you should.
That's true.
And
you did.
And then you were like, oh yeah. I'm like, that's true. There's a lot of girls that do it. They're in tight little outfits. And then that'll get you there. Yeah. And then once you're there, then you're like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, I know I can get myself to that point because, you know, years ago, I used to go every day for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know I'm able to do that. You know, I'm capable of doing it. It's just that I'm just so complacent. I'm so lazy.
Maybe you need something else to challenge your brain.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you can heal my reluctance.
I think you're beginning to change. You know, you've called yourself on it. You said I'm lazy. You know, you're aware of that.
Oh, I've been aware of that all my life. I know I'm freaking lazy, man. but we can't sit on our ass all day either. You know, it's bad.
That's
bad. And that's what I do most of the day. I work, you know, I sit down and everything and not a lot of activity.
Right.
That's why I decided to join the gym so I can get the body moving. And it feels good, you know, it feels good afterwards.
Well, you could do this show standing up. You know,
you know what? You could do it standing on your head.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You should do cycling or biking or something. Like bike here instead of driving.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, I figured it out and I'm still not practicing it. But what I'm thinking is, and it worked for me a couple times, is not think about it. Just go in the bedroom, change my clothes into gym clothes, get in the car and go. Not think about it. You know, just do it. And I think that should work. It worked for me a couple times, you know. And then you're just there. You go, okay, well, I might as well work out, you know.
It sounds ridiculously retarded.
Why?
Okay, whatever works for you.
Rather than thinking about it, you just do it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just do it without thinking, shouldn't I?
I think you should just challenge your brain and literally try yoga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm starting to accept this, you know. I mean, so many people are swearing by it.
Yeah.
You know that
I'm getting in there.
Yeah, you are.
You spend more time with healthy people, and you'll start doing healthy things.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you're lazy, then maybe you're spending time with lazy people.
Mm, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm spending time with myself. I'm the lazy person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We've got to get you out of the house.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, but you're right. It's who you surround yourself with and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But I do try to walk. You know, I mean, we take walks and stuff. I try to park a little farther so I can walk a little bit. Right. But yeah, I think you need some rigorous workout, you know, every couple of days or so to stay in shape.
See, for me, I mean, the gym is great and I like doing cycling class there. I love the cycling class, but I have to be outside.
Yeah.
I have to be in nature. Mm. I literally just, I freak out if I'm not like in nature at some point.
So you run? Do you run?
I have to go to the park or the beach. I have to get away.
And then you do your yoga there or something?
I don't, but I actually, if I'm with my sister, then I would.
Okay.
My sister's on the East Coast.
So when you're in the outdoors, how do you exercise? Running?
I kind of just take in, or I'll go hiking and I take in the air and the beauty of it. And it just completely rejuvenates me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
hiking is pretty good workout too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I go for like the rejuvenation and the beauty of it. I don't even realize that I'm working out.
Right.
So
that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to a pretty place out here and...
Told you, go to Solstice Canyon. It's amazing.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. I know the other day this guy was telling me, oh, there's like this great waterfall places.
That's
like
Solstice.
No, not there. Oh. I mean, this just reminded me of this.
Okay.
But he says it's like about an hour drive from here north or something. And he says there's like this beautiful place. I said, great. Where is it? You know, I'm going. He says, well, to get to the waterfalls, you have to hike for 12 miles. I said, screw this.
Oh, I know where that is. I went there. Yeah. It's not an hour. Well, it's the same place. It's actually near, what's that, the Life Center? You know, I'm talking about in Malibu, the spiritual center that's there? No.
No.
Okay, it's across the street from it. I can't remember what it's called. It's like this big... They have like a shrine. There's like a shrine.
Lake shrine.
Yeah. Just kidding.
That's Yogananda. Paramahansa Yogananda. Yeah. It's a great place. Like,
it is a great place. But across from there, there's a path. And it is many miles. But it's amazing.
This is like near Malibu, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This one is farther up.
Okay.
But yeah, but still, I mean, the thing is 12 miles, you know. I mean, is that like a round trip or...
Wouldn't recommend you doing that right away. Go to Solstice because that's like 3 or 4 miles and you can do the easy way and just come back.
Okay.
But I've...
3-4 miles each way or round trip?
Each way. If you go the easy way, it's flat.
Right.
So you go straight to the waterfalls and there's ruins there, which is very pretty. Mm-hmm. And you can just come back the flat way.
Right.
Or then you can challenge
yourself.
That's
what I'm going to do, yeah.
And you can go right up the hill. Uh-huh. And it feels like you're in another country.
Yeah.
And then there's the waterfalls. You come down, and then you can climb above the waterfalls.
Sounds good.
And then all the way up and back around.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Anyway.
Do you go hiking sometimes, too?
Yeah. I make it regular, weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's nice to get out.
So all this yoga and stuff, I mean, that's part of your life. It's part of your being now.
It's not part of my life. It is my life.
It is your life.
I don't, you know, I don't have any other purpose. My purpose is to live in a way that connects me to nature more and more so that I, you know, continue to realize that I'm not separate of nature.
Right.
That we are nature. And so the more time that I can spend out in nature, the better. And I'm constantly motivating people to try to do that. Because part of the issue we have is that we spend a lot of time in buildings and structures, and we're sort of divorcing ourselves from the elements that we are made up of.
Right.
And that's a huge thing. You know, that's something that can make a huge difference in people's lives. It's an easy way to feel better is just go walk out into the grass, sit in the grass, let the sun shine on your skin, feel the water. You know, it amazes me. You know, I constantly say, you know, I'm up in the hills all the time. And I see maybe 10, 20 people there, but, you know, you look down into the malls like the Grove and you see 10,000 people.
Yeah.
So what's going on here?
You know? It's a different lifestyle now, definitely, in L.A. especially.
Yeah, L.A. is definitely different.
Yeah, we live by the material rules here.
Yeah.
But that's why we need the spirituality here.
Exactly. That's why I moved out of Hollywood. Thank God I did. And it's so great where I live. It's amazing. Like, I just needed a breath. Like, I've done it for 9 years, and just being out where I am, it's in nature. There's horses around me. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to find a place where you can flourish, you know? And,
exactly.
But I think I've lived in L.A. for too long, you know?
Got to get out and move away.
Living in big cities is not always the best thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have that balance... It can stress you out, and it essentially molds you. You know, you become the city in a way.
Yeah.
So each person almost becomes like this little metropolis walking around with many of the same sort of influences and factors that the cities have.
You know,
where we move quick, we think quick. There's a lot of noise and disturbance in our minds and our bodies. And,
all the time.
You know, and that's why yoga really is important, you know, because you have to remember what you're doing all day long is talking, seeing, you know, impacting your mind and body with certain things. But the idea with yoga is to slow down, you know, to calm down and to clear. That's why, you know, the rooms are bare. There's not a lot going on in there. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be. The music should not be loud. In fact, it'd be better to do it without music.
Mm.
And, you know, so the main, you know, I often define yoga and Ayurveda as simple living and high thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you combine those two ideals, you've got it. You know, live simply. Live in a very simple, natural way, holistic living. And think high. Think positive. Remind yourself that you're the light. Remind yourself of good things that you're doing. Yes, we make mistakes. We all, you know, fall into a trap. But don't focus on that. Focus on the good things that you have done, the assets that you have to your qualities, you know, to your character.
Right.
And that's yoga. That's Ayurveda.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done Ayurveda too, or just yoga?
Well, actually, when I used to have Lyme disease, I'm now cured because I did Ayurveda.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The lady that I worked with, out of Maryland, I did all herbs and everything holistically, and that's how I got cured.
Wow.
I refused to take medicines. Like, they were just ruining me.
Yeah.
I was making it worse and worse.
You probably started with like a discussion, a conversation, you know, and the practitioner will ask you questions and then change your diet a little bit, give you little oils and just ideally is to find the factors that are causing the disease. So you figure out, okay, why is this happening to me? You know, is it something I'm eating? Is it the way that I'm working? Is it something that's very old and maybe it's a part of my karma that's influencing? So that's, you know, you're a living representation of that. I see thousands of people on a regular basis that are all changing their lives and healing themselves in this way.
Right.
And, you know, we got to start working on healing ourselves, on learning to heal ourselves. Nobody can really do it for you.
Yeah.
We have to learn to do it ourselves.
Right.
But somebody can help you.
Yes.
Somebody can help you. And that's what someone like myself and many other great teachers and practitioners out there are trying to do. We're playing a special part in helping other people heal themselves and help themselves. You know.
Yeah. Now, how did do you have to have like a mentor or a guru to learn this from?
You don't, but it's an important part.
Did you find one?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guru is Paramahansa Yogananda. And he's considered the father of yoga in the West. And he wrote a wonderful book on his life called The Autobiography of a Yogi. And I also have a teacher, too. And I've learned a lot from my teacher. So there are teachers and there are gurus. You know, gurus don't have to be in the body. Gurus may have been saintly figures from other lives that still take responsibility in bringing you back home, so to speak.
Yeah.
And teachers are here to help you understand the greater teachings that exist. They're there to guide you, to help you and support you. So I have a wonderful teacher as well, and he's been a mentor for me and very inspirational. And so I continue to work with them and look for them for their guidance.
Right.
You know.
Did you go like to India and those places?
I go to India every year. I go
really?
To India on a regular basis.
Wow.
And I take groups to India and to learn about the culture and learn about yoga, Ayurveda. And there's no place like India.
Really?
No.
That's why I never go there.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel to me, I don't know. But then again, I'm not spiritual. I can only
you don't have to be spiritual.
I see the poverty and all that stuff. You
You're
know,
the perfect specimen.
Yeah.
You will become spiritual.
I'm trying.
One good trip, Sam, and it's all going to
really,
change.
Huh?
Yeah. You'll be wearing beads around your neck.
Yeah, right.
Nice big baggy shirts. You'll be sitting cross-legged like me in the chair.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I need to find a spiritual woman or something. She'll turn me into, like, maybe in India, you know?
We can arrange that.
Yeah, something very spiritual.
There's so many. There's over a billion people.
I know
there.
There's plenty to choose from.
Plenty.
Huh?
So we can set that up.
There's
we'll look at your astrology and we'll see, you know, what your karma is, and we'll try to line you up with somebody.
That's true.
Oh yeah, I actually almost forgot about that because he does do that in the very beginning. And I don't remember what mine completely was, but I feel like, no, it's my Jesus year this year, so things are supposed to be on the up.
Your Jesus year?
My Jesus year.
What's that?
I'm 33.
Oh, okay.
it's
my Jesus year.
It's
I'm like, did
second
I
coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as I get closer to my birthday, which is now, like, it'll 6 months closer, things will start to get better.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've already seen that.
Yeah, astrology is a part of Ayurveda. In fact, we have world-renowned astrologer coming to Dancing Shiva this Saturday and Sunday to do chart readings and a workshop.
I want to go.
Okay, go.
I'm going to now. So how people can go to dancingshiva.com and sign up?
Yeah, it'd be best to just call. You know, call the center at 323-934-8332, and you can set up an appointment with Dennis Harness. Mm-hmm. He's written a wonderful book, and he's writing another book, and he does consultations, and he's one of my, you know, referral sources for clients that ask for readings. Mm-hmm. And although I include some astrology in my own sessions, mm-hmm. Which are more focused on Ayurveda, but he does more of a full, what we would call a natal reading. So, and these are just some of the workshops and the things that we offer there, because yoga and the whole tradition of Ayurveda is a part of a greater tradition called the Vedic tradition. Mm-hmm. And astrology is a part of that. And even sacred geometry and architecture and martial art and all of those things are part of this massive tradition. Mm-hmm. So it's a great resource to have in the city to explore all these aspects of a great ancient tradition that is reviving humanity today. It's kind of, you know, if you think about it, India, thousands and thousands of years old. It's been there. It's outlasted every living culture that we've had in human history. It's still alive. It's still intact. And it's growing now faster than you can ever imagine. People are doing yoga every part of the world. Mm. Ayurveda is catching up with yoga because now they're, you know, reconnecting again. So there's a huge renaissance that's happening. And whenever you make an effort to practice yoga, either wherever it is, at home, at a center, you're a part of this incredible movement that's going on right now on the planet. Mm. And you're connecting to that. You're hearing your soul calling, you know, which right. is to rediscover your truth, to find your purpose, you know. What am I doing here? What am I supposed to do with my life? Yeah. And yoga represents that. Ayurveda helps us do that by healing the body. So, you know, it's a special time that we're in. You know, these conversations weren't happening as much 50, 60, 80 years ago.
Really?
No.
Wow.
You know,
well,
so.
Yeah, I wonder why, though. I mean,
consciousness is changing.
Really?
Yeah, the whole world is changing. Mm-hmm. Look what's going on in the world.
Well, I don't see what's different now than it's always been. You know, I mean, you've got good, you've got bad, you've got war, you've got famine, and you've got technology and innovation.
Well, yeah, those things are here. But if you look back, the things were a lot worse. You
right.
know, people are living longer. You know, people are looking at other aspects of life.
Exactly.
You know,
like the church doesn't rule the world anymore, mm-hmm. as opposed to how it used to be. It's like, you know, the Roman Catholic Church ruled, and you were, you know, for so long, and you had to be this, you had to be that, and if you didn't, you were a witch, or you were accused of many different things. And now people are they're open. There's so many different, like, you know, religions, and people are more open to just being.
Yeah, maybe we're hungrier now for that.
We're hungry. Well, we need it. We're more stressed now.
Yeah.
You know, and as people move further away from nature and into these bigger cities, this is going to create, higher risk factors for diseases
right.
and imbalance.
Right.
You know, so we need this stuff more and more. And it's great to have it. It's great to find it in L.A. And all the major cities have it. You can go anywhere on this planet and go to a major city and you'll practice yoga.
Right.
And Ayurveda is spreading throughout the planet as well.
Yeah.
You know, so Dancing Shiva, to make a very clear point, represents the first center to unify and really embrace these two traditions as one teaching.
Mm.
Because, you know, for a long time, they were separated. You know, the British occupied India for a long time and did a lot to undermine the people of India. And one way to do that was to take away their way of life. And Ayurveda was their kind of system, their knowledge of teaching them how to stay connected to nature, how to heal themselves. So they figured, okay, let's destroy this and let's impose, you know, the newer medicine, which, you know, became the allopathic medicine.
Yeah.
But now there's a huge rise. It's huge in India. It's coming back now. There's over 200 schools. So
really?
Yeah. Wow. We'll have to bring you on our next trip to India in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about stress and all that, and it's a good segue into what I wanted to bring up real quick, if you don't mind, for the last 5 minutes. I wanted to talk about this problem of U.S. military suicides. And, you know, because I would imagine, you know, you're coming back from war, there's a lot of stress going on, you know, and people are killing themselves. Now, this says that in the first 155 days of the year, 154 soldiers killed themselves. 154 dead. That's almost like a person a day.
Yeah, that's that and, we know of.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But this is suicide. You know, I mean, they're saying this is more the die on the battlefield. Right. And, you know, and we just had Memorial Day, you know, and I really got to thinking about this, about how all these boys and women that go out there and fight for us and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, in the military, when you go into the military, they pretty much in boot camp and everything, they deconstruct you and build you back as a soldier, mm-hmm. as a fighting machine. So then you know, you go out there, you kill people, you see your friends dying, and then you come back here and you have to deal
with life
and reality again, you know, except now you're a killing machine that's been traumatized so many times. You come back into society, you don't know what to do.
You don't know how to act, right?
Yeah, what do you do? And so that got me to thinking, you know, I really want to start getting involved in this where these returning soldiers, returning troops can have some support here. You know, I mean, somebody's got to help them.
Maybe we give them yoga.
That's yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. You know, yeah. I mean, whatever it takes. But to make them focus again on life and how mm-hmm. beautiful it can be. But, you know, I think when people commit suicide, and, you know, we can't judge or anything, but I think there's a common denominator of, like, maybe, like, spiritual drought or something, you know, where mm-hmm. there's nothing there to hold on to. Like you said, why am I here? What am I doing here? You know.
Well, when we break that law, you know, the law of nonviolence is the most important law that we have mm-hmm. on our planet. And when we go against that law and think even to kill another person, we're harming ourselves, because that goes against the purpose of life, is to sustain life,
right.
to expand the opportunity that we all have to
right.
celebrate and connect and realize our unity. So it is sad that that's happening. And as far as I'm concerned, I think people are committing suicide constantly. And
right.
they're doing it to themselves. They're doing it to nature. They're killing animals. And it's a grander issue that expands outside of war.
Mm.
You know, people are friends with each other one day, and then they're their enemies the next. And that is a type of suicide where you're killing, and you realize you don't. People don't realize that that other person mm-hmm. is their brother
right.
and is their sister. And we have to learn to get along.
Yeah. Well, we do, but war is sometimes necessary. And
yeah, we have to defend ourselves. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, but yeah. So, Mas Vidal, thank you so much for joining us, man.
It's my pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. You have a lot to teach, I think, people, to enlighten.
And well, and I'd like to say I'm doing two workshops this weekend. I'm doing one. I'll be teaching at Dancing Shiva Saturday morning at 10:30. But I'm also teaching in downtown on Saturday afternoon at Yoga Circle downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Ventura on Sunday afternoon at Yoga Jones, another workshop there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Well, you're a busy man.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
If people wanted to get into the workshop, they just call Dancing Shiva?
For those workshops, you call Yoga Circle downtown.
Okay.
You can call them and sign up or go to their website. And for the Ventura workshop, it's Yoga Jones.
Okay.
And two wonderful centers. So I'll be teaching great workshops. A lot of fun.
Awesome.
Perfect. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, everybody go and get yoga. That's what you... And Ayurveda.
Ayurveda.
Okay, thank you.
DancingShiva.com, guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. It is Friday, so enjoy your weekend. And, Brigetta, you have a great one.
Thank you.
We'll see you all on Monday. Thanks.
Bye.
You've been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.